Brothers and sisters, turn to your neighbor and say these words: God is love.
弟兄姐妹们，跟你们的邻座说，神是爱。
神是爱。
God is love.
神是爱。All the Americans who are white or whatever color and don't know Chinese, say 神是爱。
是爱。
There you go. Amen.We're all together here is one congregation, Chinese and others, all together of different nationalities, different nations, but we are gathered together to praise the Lord. Amen.
今天我们是从世界各地来的，不同的有不同的文化，有不同的国家，有不同的背景，但是我们在主里面，我们一同来敬拜他。
Brothers and sisters, could you sense the Spirit of God in the words that we just heard read to us?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有感受到，当我们在读这圣经经文的时候，神的灵在我们心里动工？
They're like balm, anointment that comes and soothes our souls. Amen.
圣灵的工作像油膏一样在我们的心里动工，来滋润我们。
And that's what God desires to do in our lives, to bring His love into our souls like balm to assure us that He is with us, that He is love.
这是神盼望，他希望在我们生命里面做的工，他用他的爱来恩膏我们，使我们能够真的感受到他就是爱。
God is with us. Amen.
神现在与我们同在。
Emmanuel, God with us.
神与我们同在。
God is with us because we know that Grace Church is here and it is a presence in this world to show the world that God is full of grace.
新恩堂，神将我们放在这个地方，让我们能够让世界因着我们来看到神是爱。
And so it's good that Anthony led us in a song, and Jalila led us in a song called Grace.
我们非常谢谢 Anthony 跟 Jalila 带我们用这首赞美诗歌《恩典》来敬拜主。
And that Minister Xieg reminded us in her prayer to thank God for His grace.
谢教士也在他的祷告里面让我们知道说我们要为神的恩典而感恩。
And even though our church is called Grace, we sometimes forget about grace.
我们教会虽然名字叫做恩新恩堂，但是有时候我们会忘记恩典跟恩慈。
And so today is a day that we remember grace.
所以今天我们要特别的来思想恩典。
And we thank God for grace.
我们为神的恩典而感谢他。
His grace.
他的恩典。
Amen. I heard two noises recently.
最近我听到了两个声音声响。
A couple of weeks ago, I was sitting in my office, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a huge roaring sound enveloped the entire church, the entire area.
一两个礼拜前，我在我的办公室里面，突然听到非常大的响声，环绕着整个四周。
I was like, "Whoa!"
我心想，哇，这是什么？
What was that?
这是什么声音？
I thought maybe it was an invasion from outer space.
我还想会不会是外星人来进攻我们了。
It was like the sound in a surround sound movie theater watching Star Wars.
这有点像我们在电影院里面看星际大战的时候那种四面环绕的音响这样笼罩着我们。
And it wasn't until later that I found out that the sound came from Navy jets that were flying over us on their way to Teterboro Airport so that they would be prepared to fly over MetLife Stadium in Secaucus for the Army-Navy football game.
之后我才晓得原来那是海军战机从我们的上空飞过要飞到附近的 Teterboro 机场去做准备，因为那一天有海陆足球大赛、橄榄球大赛，所以他们正准备要去飞到这个 MetLife Stadium 的上空里面去做表演。
It was truly impressive, but I found out that it scared a lot of people who didn't know what was happening.
这是非常令人雀跃的事情，但是后来我发现有很多人因为不知道到底是什么事情，所以他们心中充满了恐惧。
And then I heard another noise.
后来我又听到另外一个声音。
On Saturday, I went to Costco, and there was truly an invasion of people who were all trying to find parking spaces.
有一个礼拜六我到 Costco 去买东西。
It was crazy.
然后在那个停车场，哇，那人潮拥挤，大家抢着要停车的那个情况。
It was crazy how many people were there.
真的很难让我们相信有多少人来到这个 Costco。
And I made my way out of the store to my car.
后来我从店里面出来，要去我的车子那里。
After being around so many people, I tried to catch my breath.
在店里面拥挤得不得了，所以我出来的时候正想松一口气的时候。
And suddenly when I opened up my car, I heard this noise.
然后我打开我的车门的时候，哎，我突然听到一个声音。
It was the voice of a small baby talking in baby talk to its father as he unstrapped him from his baby seat.
原来那是一个婴孩，当他的爸爸要将他从汽车安全座抱出来的时候，那个婴孩在跟他爸爸说话的声音。
And the sweet baby's voice was in important ways even louder and more impressive than the noise of the jet motors.
这个婴孩那个细小甜蜜的声音，甚至比前几天听到的那个轰隆大声更让我觉得震撼。
And I thought to myself at that moment,In all of this craziness, I heard the voice of God and His love in this baby's voice.
当时我马上想到，在这个非常疯狂的世界里面，从这个小小的婴孩的声音里面，我听到了上帝的爱。
And I thought to myself that God's voice speaks to us through human beings.
我也想到说，神借着人跟我们说话。
The voice of the baby was the voice of one of God's creation.
这个婴孩的声音就是神所创造的人之一的声音。
And I was thinking about all of you at that moment, and I knew that God was speaking to me about what I should talk to you about today in the message.
当时我也就想到你们，我就觉得神今天要我给你们的信息就在这一景里。
That in this crazy world, God is love.
在这个狂乱的世界里，神是爱。
His human creation speaks love in a voice like that of a baby.
神所创造的人类可以传说神的爱，就像这个小 baby 一样。
Today in the scripture, God is speaking to us in our church on our church anniversary about His love.
今天神借着我们所读的经文。在我们庆祝我们的堂庆的时候，来向我们说话。
He wants us to know him.
他希望我们更认识他。
He wants us to love him.
他要我们爱他。
He wants us to love each other.
他要我们彼此相爱。
When John wrote this book in the Bible, he mentions love over and over again.
当老约翰在写这个书信的时候，他不断地重复神爱，爱这个字。
The reason is that it is the essential character of God, and it is the most important thing His church is called to know and to practice.
为什么呢？因为爱是神最基要的一个性格，而且也是他希望教会里面应该要去实行的最重要的一件事。
We are to know God as love.And we are to love him and one another.
我们要知道神是爱，我们要爱他，我们也要彼此相爱。
Okay, so now I want you to do something together.
现在我要请你们做一件事。
I want you to say the words together in English and Chinese, the words of chapter 4, verse 7 out loud.
我们大家用英文用中文无所谓。将第七节这个经节大声的念出，讲宣告出来。
And then after you do that, I'm going to show you how we should react when we hear these words.
你们宣读出来以后，我再来讲。我觉得当我们听到这样的宣读的时候，我们的反应应该是怎么样的呢？
So there you go. You can see it on the screen. Beloved, let us love one another. Right?
Just to that part.
No, I want you to say it in Chinese too. together, together in the divine service.
对，我们要讲，亲爱的，我们应当彼此相爱。
I think you can show the first screen. It's on there on the PowerPoint slide you have, the first one that you made. Isn't it on there, like the title of the, yeah, we can use that. But anyway, you know it now, right? There we go. So beloved, let us love one another. It's such a beautiful slide, isn't it? Okay, so let's say it on the count of three, all together, Chinese and English together.
一二三，以后我们大声的一起讲。
Okay, one, two, three.
亲爱的，让我们彼此相爱。
Yeah, of course.
对。
Amen.
当然啊。
Let's do it.
Yeah, 让我们一起去做。
One more time. Yeah, of course.
当然。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's do it.
让我们一起做。
Let's love one another. Amen.
让我们彼此相爱。
It says, "Beloved, let us love one another." So that's what we're going to do.
说亲爱的，让我们彼此相爱。所以这就是我们要去做的。
We can answer in any of these ways and others that affirm our obedience to God's love and our appreciation of His love.
我们可以用不同的方式来表达我们对这一个经文的反应。然后呢，是在表示我们对神的爱的感恩，跟我们对神的爱的一个顺服。
It's a no-brainer.
这是不用想就知道的。
Why?
为什么？
Because John says, "For love is of God."
因为约翰说，神是爱。
And that is enough reason for me.
对我来说，这理由已经足够了。
Is it enough reason for you?
对你够吗?
I want to do and be a part of anything having to do with God.
我要顺服，我要做所有属神的事情。
And I want to do anything that He tells me to do.
他要我做的每一件事，我都愿意去做。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
Yes, count me in, Lord. I will do it.
是的。我要加入行列，我要加入这个彼此相爱的行列。
And why not?
为什么不呢?
Love is a powerful thing.
爱是充满的力量。
God is love.
神是爱。
He's powerful, isn't he?
他是大能的。
And then John says, "Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God."
约翰说，凡有爱心的，就是属神而是从神而生的。
Well, we have been born of God by being born again in Jesus Christ.And we know God because He revealed Himself in His Word, and He has forgiven us our sins, and has given us an awesome church here at Grace Church. So of course we want to love one another. Amen?
我们重生，在神里面重生是透过耶稣基督而重生。我们透过神的话语，他将自己显现给我们。我们也透过圣灵，让我们能够爱。
The next verse, John says,Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
下一节说，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
What's our reaction to this? Well, brothers and sisters, when we hear these words, it makes us very sad to think that anyone does not love.
你对这一节的回应是什么样呢？我想是一个觉得很伤心的事情。因为有些人因为不认识神而不能爱。
We don't want that.
我们不希望这样子。
And then when we hear that they don't love because they don't know God, we think, well, that's an easy one to fix.
当我们想到他们没有办法爱是因为他们不认识神，那我们就当觉得说，这是很容易处理的一件事情。
If they don't love God because they don't know God, then we will go and tell them about God's love, and so that they will know Him, and then they will love. Amen?
假如他们不认识神，不能爱，那我们就要去告诉他们神，去跟他们传讲神的爱，让他们能够认识神，能够爱神，以至于他们就得能够爱人。
We're so complicated, but it's so simple.
我们常把事情弄得很复杂，但是事实上是这么的简单。
Just like a baby's voice speaking in all the loudness of the world around us.
就像那婴孩的甜蜜的声音，在整个混乱的周遭里面是这么的清楚跟有力。
We let people know that they are loved.
我们要让他们知道他们是被爱的。
And that is one of the best ways to love one another.
这也是我们彼此相爱的最好的方式。
We let one another know.That we love each other.
我们跟彼此说，我们是被爱的，而且我们是彼此相爱的。
And we use the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has given to us to practice love with one another.
而且我们要靠着神所赐的恩赐，那圣灵来使我们有力量去实行这个爱。
That was a lot.
这听起来好像蛮多的。
I need to take a pause.
我先停一下。
Let that sink into our hearts a bit.
让我们来咀嚼一下刚刚听到的。
We live in a broken world.
我们真的是活在一个非常破碎的世界里。
And many people don't know God.
许多人不知道，不认识神。
We know God.
我们认识神。
And so we tell them that God loves them.
所以我们需要去告诉他们，神爱他们。
You may ask the question, "What is love about?"
你可能会问，爱到底是什么？
It's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Is it simply a feeling or an emotion?
是一个感觉吗？或是一个情绪吗？
What does loving one another really look like?
彼此相爱到底是要怎么去形容它？
Well, good news.
我这里是一个有一个好消息。
John tells us how to know what love is in the next couple of verses.
约翰在接下来的几个经节里面告诉我们爱是什么。
But first, I feel really led by God that we take a look at the story of Ruth in the Old Testament.
但是神要我让大家，我们先一起来思想路德的故事。
A baby is very small.
婴孩很小。
But the baby has a very loud voice.
但是婴孩有蛮大的声音。
Just ask anybody who has a baby who can't sleep because the baby is crying.
就想想有 baby 的人，他们晚上因为婴孩在哭，真的是大到没有办法，耳朵淹起来还听得见，所以婴孩的声音很强。
This book, just like a baby, is very small.
路德记就像这个婴孩一样，很小很短。
And the name Ruth is only four letters.
路德只有四个英文的字母。
But it has a very powerful message.
但是它所带出来的信息却是这么的伟大。
And like the baby's voice in the parking lot, a voice that speaks loudly in its message of love.
就像这个婴孩在停车场所发出来的声音，传达了神的爱这么清楚。
So please listen to now a short version of the beginning of the story of Ruth.
现在我们一起来听。路德记的起头这个故事。
There's a famine in Judah.
在犹大地有一个饥荒。
A woman named Naomi and her husband Elimelech left their country with their two sons to seek food in a place called Moab.
拿尔米和他的先生以利米列离开了犹大地，要到摩亚地去寻找食物。还有他们带着他们的两个儿子。
But then tragically, Naomi's husband dies.
但是很可怜的，他的先生过世了。
So her two sons marry two Moabite women.
所以两个儿子就与两个摩亚地的女子结婚。
Their names were Orpah and Ruth.
名字是厄尔巴跟路德。
And they all lived there together for about 10 years.
他们在那边住了大约十年。
But then, both of Naomi's sons died, and she had no husband and no sons.
但是这个时候，拿俄米的两个儿子也过世了，所以她既没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
When Naomi heard that the Lord had provided food for his people in Judah again, she decided to leave with her two daughter-in-laws and return to her home in Bethlehem.
当拿俄米听到说在耶路撒冷那边现在饥荒已经过去了，他就决定要带着两个媳妇一起回去。
As they headed out, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-laws, Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband.
在半途上，拿俄米对他的两个媳妇说：“你们回去你们的本地本家吧，在那边希望你们能够找到一个归属，能够在你的父家继续的，或许能够找到另外一位夫婿，那在那边能够得到照顾。”
At first, both Orpah and Ruth said that they would go with Naomi.
刚开始，厄尔巴跟路德都说他们要跟随拿俄米。
But Naomi insisted it would be better for them to return to their own people.
但是拿俄米坚持他们应该回去他们自己的本家。
Finally, after shedding many tears, Orpah said goodbye and returned to her home.
厄尔巴痛哭之后就遵从，然后他就回去离开，然后回去他自己的娘家。
But Ruth did not.
但是路德没有。
Ruth clung to her and said these amazing words.
路德抓紧了他的婆婆说。
Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you.
不要叫我离开你。
Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay.
你到哪里，我就跟你到哪里。你住在哪里，我就跟你住在那里。
Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
你的亲人就是我的亲人，你的神也就是我的神。
Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
你过去的地方，也就是我想要过去的地方，同在那个地方埋葬。
May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
愿神惩罚我，假若不是死亡才将我们分开。
When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
当拿俄米看见路德真的是不愿意离开，他就接受了。
Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing story of what love looks like.
弟兄姐妹们，这个故事真的让我们看到一个非常令人震惊的一个爱的故事。
Love first from Naomi to her daughter-in-laws.
首先是拿俄米对她的媳妇的爱。
And then from Ruth, who sacrificed her own welfare to go and take care of her mother-in-law.
然后是路德，他牺牲自己，他坚持一定要去跟着婆婆去照顾她。
The whole book of Ruth is filled with examples of people loving each other.
这整本路德记都让我们看到很多处都是在描写每一个人为对方牺牲的那种爱。
Our hearts are moved as the story continues until finally Ruth marries a man named Boaz, and their son is later mentioned in the line of King David, which was the line that eventually brought the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
在路德记的后面，我们终于看到路德跟波阿斯结婚以后，他的儿子是在以后大卫王的家谱里面被提到的。那从大卫王的系，他耶稣基督就从大卫王的家族里面出来。
God blessed Naomi and Ruth for their sacrificial love.
神因着拿俄米和路德彼此愿意为对方牺牲的爱，神祝福了他们。
And so we see the love of God at work in the lives of His people.
我们看得清很清楚神在这些人生命中的工作。
The people of God show their love by loyalty.
神的子民以忠诚来表示他们的爱。
By commitment.
以委身来彰显他们的爱。
By the shedding of tears.
以哭泣来表明他们的爱。
And sacrifice.
还有牺牲。
And this is how we are to love one another, as John is asking us to do in the church.
这就是约翰在这个他这个书信里面教导我们应该要怎么样去爱的行动的功课。
God is so good to us.
神这么的爱我们。
To show us what love looks like.
他真的让我们看到爱到底是什么。
There are many of you here today who have shown me love.
今天在座的当中有许多人，你们都曾经向我表现过非常的多的爱。
We think sometimes, Lord, we know what love is.
有时候我们跟神说，神啊，我当然知道爱是什么。
But we always feel welcome to God telling us and reminding us that we keep on loving one another.
但是虽然我们知道，我们还是非常愿意让神不断地提醒我们。继续的去爱。
Because brothers and sisters, I and all of humankind, all of us together are sinful.
弟兄姐妹们，因为我、你还有所有的人都是罪人。
We need to be reminded.
我们需要常常被提醒，我们是有罪的。
And then we take that love that God reminds us of, and we use it.
我们就能够不忘记，我们需要以神的爱出去传扬他的爱。
We practice it.
我们实行它。
Well, John spoke of another person. I told you, right? In the next couple of verses, John spoke of another example of God's love and what it looks like.
约翰继续又用另外一个例子来解释爱是什么。
And he writes about Jesus.
他提出耶稣基督。
And hear what he has to say.
他这么说。
In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
约翰说，在此就显明了。那在此是什么？就是神差他独生子到世间来。使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。他又说，这就是爱了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。弟兄，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
This, John writes, is love.
爱是什么？就是这个，就是什么？就是刚刚我们念过的。
The love of God was manifest among us.
神的爱在我们当中显明。
Jesus is the love of God.
耶稣就是神的爱。
The only Son of God sent into the world that we might live through him.
神的独生子被差到世间来，使我们能够借着他得生。
God wants us to see clearly what love looks like.
神要我们很清楚地能够看见爱是什么。
And so he sent his son to be the atonement for our sins.
所以他就差他的儿子来，成为我们罪的挽回祭。
Because of his sacrificial love, he died on the cross so that we might live.
因着他那牺牲的爱，死在十字架上，我们得活。
This is love.
这就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
Jesus is love.
耶稣是爱。
Therefore, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
因此，既然神如此的爱我们。我们就当彼此相爱。
Hallelujah.
赞美神。
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Count me in.
我加入这个行列。
I'm going to do it, Lord. I'm going to love people.
主啊，我要加入这个行列，我要去爱人。
You've shown me what love is, and I'm going to do it for you, Lord, because you did it for me.
你教导我什么是爱，所以我也要去爱，因为你亲自为我做了这样爱的行动。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is giving us a wonderful reminder today of His love.
弟兄姐妹们，今天主给我们非常非常棒的课题在这边。
Let me ask you a question.
我想问你们一个问题。
We've been talking about loving other people.
我们一直在谈到爱别人。
Do you, Do you know that God loves you?
你知道神爱你吗？
Do you know that God loves you?
你知道神爱你吗？
He does.
他是爱你的。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God is love.
神是爱。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Amen. God loves you.
神爱你。
Say it with me. God loves you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
Say this. God loves me.
神爱我。
Say Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Do you believe it?
你真的相信吗？
Receive it. It's true. When you get down in life and you feel you can't go on, Jesus loves me.
当你在生命当中遇到困难的时候，你觉得你几乎走不下去的时候，你要记得耶稣爱你。
I know all of you, I know not everything that's going on in your lives, but I am aware that you're facing problems in your life.
我虽然不知道你们生命里面的每一件事，但是我知道你们在面对不是那么容易的情况。
I know that you're weary.
我知道你很疲倦。
You're feeling like you can't go on sometimes.
你有时候觉得不知道怎么走下去。
But Jesus loves you.
但是耶稣爱你。
Power of God exhibited in Jesus Christ. Think about the power. He came to earth, he died on the cross and destroyed death.
神的爱，你们思考一下，就在耶稣身上彰显出来。神的爱将他的儿子差到这世上来，在十字架受死，击败了所有撒旦的作为。
The power of love.
那是爱的大能。
Is the power of love too weak to help you in your life today? No.It's not.
你想神的大能不够能够帮你解决问题吗？
If God came and he gave his son to die on the cross to wipe away sin and to wipe away death, he can surely come in your life, can he not? And revive you and make you alive for him so that your life explains and shows the world that God is love.
假如神的爱能够，他的大能能够将罪还有死亡都消灭掉，那当然他有能力来为你解决你生命中的困难。
Do you know God today?
你认识神吗？
If you don't know God, it's written right here for you.
只要你还不认识他，
He wants you to be born again.
他要你重生。
He wants you to live with him forever.
他要你与他永远同住。
He wants you to experience his love and his presence forever.
他要你能够经历到他的同在，而且是永远的经历他。
And Grace Church,
新恩堂。
Until the day that we go to be with him in heaven, he calls us as his church to practice his love by loving one another.
直到我们去见他的面，神呼召我们新恩堂不断的不断的彼此相爱。
The Bible teaches us that when the world sees us loving one another, they will come to know God's love.
圣经告诉我们说，当世人看见我们彼此相爱的时候，他们就知道神是爱。
Let me share something from my heart.
我要分享。
Some of the sweetest moments, the most important moments in my life have been seeing the love of God at work in the church I attend.
在我的生命当中，有几个我觉得最甜美的记忆，让我真的感受到神的爱，都是从教会里面，当我看到教会里的人彼此相爱，或教会里面的人爱我的时候，
We the church can be an enormous source of encouragement to people who have hard family lives.
我们这些属神的教会里的 我们有非常有力的啊，我们能够去影响、去安慰、去帮助那些在生活中正在面对困难的人。
A help of encouragement for people who are going through difficulties.
激励他们，当他们去碰到困难的时候。
And without even knowing it, when we show love to others, God uses us to bring hope to their situations that they remember far into their later years.
有时候我们不知道啊，我们的鼓励或是关心有那么大的作用，但是神就用着我们的举动行为，使这个人甚至多少年后，他还会想起来，他还会得到激励，还会去想到神的爱。
Let us share our love with one another.
所以让我们分享。
You don't know who you will be helping when you do.
你不知道你这一个举动能够帮助到什么人。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
And you're going to make a lasting impression in their lives when you do it.
你这一个爱的行动将会在他们的生命里面有非常长远的作用跟影响。
So be encouraged and continue to show love to people.
所以让我们彼此激励，继续的爱彼此相爱。
Even when they tell you, "Stay away from me. I don't want to hear about it." Keep doing it.
甚至即使有人跟你说，你不要这么烦我。
We live in a wicked and sinful world. People are immersed in, and they need to be convinced. They need to see in your commitment, your loyalty, your sacrifice, your involvement in their lives that you are real about it. Show them the word of God. Continue to show them the word of love, and don't give up.
在这个充满邪恶跟罪恶的世代里，我们必须要用我们的委身，我们的坚持跟我们的愿意牺牲的态度，来让世人看到我们是真正的，是属主的，是靠着神的爱在爱他们的。
We have another important point before we end today, and has to do with our church theme.
最后我要谈到我们今年教会的主题。
Our church theme includes these words: "Be ambassadors for Christ." In a world that is perplexing and lost, God has placed His church in the midst of all people so that they will know that He is with them.
在这个非常失落的世代里面，神要我们让世人看到他仍然与我们同在。
The Church of Christ, Grace Church, is to be a beacon of light in the night so that people can find their way.
新恩堂必须是一个在这个黑夜里面的灯塔，让人能够因着我们的光而找到他们的方向。
The Church of Christ, Grace Church, represents Jesus, who is the shelter in the time of storm.
新恩堂是代表神给我们的一个避难的地方。
We can be proud that we serve such a Savior and that in Him we have the most powerful, amazing good news for a hopeless and broken world that does not know God.
我们应该以此为傲，因为我们有这样子的重要的功能在这个社会上。
And what is the good news? It is the news that God loves them.
那这个好消息我们要告诉他们。告诉他们神爱他们的好消息。
He loves them and wants them to know Him.
他爱他们，而且希望他们能够。
He wants them to believe in His Son and come into the kingdom of God.
他希望他们能够因着相信耶稣而能进入神的国度。
He wants them to be saved from death and brought into eternal life.
他希望能将他们从死亡里面救赎出来而进入永生。
He wants them to know that through Jesus Christ their sins are washed away.
他希望他们知道透过耶稣基督他们的罪已经被赦免。
And He wants them to know that in His resurrection they will be certain of life after death.
他甚至他希望他们知道因着耶稣基督的复活，他们也将有永恒的生命。
He wants them to know His love.
他希望大家都知道他的爱。
And so, brothers and sisters, let us rejoice.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
Amen.
让我们充满的喜乐。
Let us rejoice. Say it with me. Let us rejoice. We shall rejoice. Say it with me. We shall rejoice. God has given us this day to remind us that we are his ambassadors.
神要我们再次被提醒，我们是他的使者。
Who practice his love and show his love and proclaim his love.
实践他的爱，去行他的爱，并且要宣告他的爱。
We love one another by sacrificing our lives for one another.
我们以牺牲的态度来彼此相爱。
We think of others first and commit ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit in us for the glory of God.
我们将别人的益处放在我们之前，我们靠着圣灵来传讲神的荣耀。
We practice the love of God by trusting our Lord when we face troubles and heartaches.
我们要操练，我们要即使很困难的时候，我们还是信靠他。
We don't tear one another down, we build one another up in the Lord and stand with one another in life's challenges.
我们不拆毁他人，我们要建造他们，让他们在困难的时候还是能够站立的起来。
Most of all, we love because he first loved us.
但是最重要的就是我们爱。因为他爱我们。
So let us rejoice this day, this anniversary day, and forevermore, receiving the powerful words of the most amazing thing in the universe. God is love. God is love. Brothers and sisters, God is love.
所以今天我们在庆祝我们的年庆的时候，让我们欢喜快乐，宣告神是爱。
Beloved, let us love one another.
亲爱的，让我们彼此相爱。
And when we hear those jets flying overhead, filling us with anxiety and fear, let us listen for the voice of a baby, reminding us that all is well because God is love.
当我们听到外界充满了那令人恐惧的声音的时候，让我们记得细心的去倾听那婴孩微小的声音，在告诉我们，神是爱。
Amen.
Amen.